We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day, huh? I'ma fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was gonna be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, donkey of the day for Thursday, October 30th. No, not October 30th. What's today's date?
October 26th.
October 26th. How the hell I jumped 4 days?
I don't know. You forgot yesterday was the 25th four times. So
I'm telling you.
I think you need to check your statin prescription.
That's
cholesterol. I know, but that high can make you delirious.
No, I think it's, I got to take more Jinko below. Whatever it's called. I can't even remember what the name of it is. But anyway, donkey today for Thursday, October 26th, goes to a 30-year-old Connecticut man named Kobe Parker. Now, Kobe Parker called police at around 8:18 p.m. to report his child missing from his car parked outside Price Chopper Supermarket in Connecticut. All right, he told police he had gone into the store and left the child in his vehicle, but the child was missing when he came back. Now, before we even get into the details of the story, I feel like he could get the biggest hee-haw for simply leaving his child in the car. Okay, I don't know why parents in 2023 would still be leaving their children in the car under any circumstances. There is absolutely zero reason for you to leave your little child in a car. We've seen enough examples of kids dying from heat exhaustion. We've seen enough examples of kids being kidnapped. Like, your child is not a pet, bruh. That's why I hate when people call their pets kids, because if you had actual kids, you would know the difference, all right? You don't let your child outside to pee, and you shouldn't even know people do. Leave your child in the car while you run in the store real quick. Now, the story gets way stupider than this, because it turns out the child was indeed missing, but not because of a kidnapping, but because of a good old-fashioned thing called parental neglect. Let's go to WTNH News 8 for the report, please.
Police arrest a man who reported his child went missing from his car while he was inside the Mansfield Price Chopper. Police say it turns out that 30-year-old Colby Parker actually left the child home alone and only thought the child was with him. Police conducted a search around the store. That's when they sent officers to Parker's house. They found the child there fine. Police say Parker failed a sobriety test. The child was placed in custody of a family member.
Failed a sobriety test. That man was high. Okay, I knew this man was high before I even heard the story. The news report said he failed a sobriety test. He probably was drinking too, but this man was operating on at least a 40 to 60 milligram edible. Okay, I know edible action when I hear it. I didn't been high off of edible scrolling through Instagram looking for my phone. And I only got one phone. Okay, speaking of phones, some of y'all care about your phones more than you care about your kids. Okay, before you leave your house, you are checking for your keys, wallet, phone. We need to add kids to that. Kids, keys, wallet, phone. It's like the heads, shoulders, knees and toes, kids, keys, the wallet, phone. We will lose our minds if we leave home without our phones. Before we get in the car, we check it for it, and God forbid we drive a little bit and then go to our phone to make a call or go to our phone to turn the music on. If we don't feel our phones, we will stop everything and run back to the house. This man, Kobe, did not feel that way about his own flesh and blood. Now, I understand possibly being high enough that you forgot the kid at home, but you were so high, you actually thought you put the kid in the car, strapped him up, probably turned on Revolting Children from Matilda the Musical, singing along with the child. We are revolting children living in revolting times. You got out the car, okay, in your mind thinking you'll be right back. Probably cracked the window and all. Told the child you was going to get them something and everything, and then came back to the car and thought the child that was never there had been kidnapped. Glasses, I think he on the Sherman that you used to serve. Okay? This sound like Pee Wee Sherman to me. Does this sound like Sherman usage to you, Glasses?
No. Something else is wrong with him. I don't think people even on Sherman forget their children. They just don't forget their children.
Damn.
Yeah.
Always remember, man, children may forget what you say, but they will never forget how you made them feel, especially when you forget them. Please let Remy Ma give Kobe Parker the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right.
Look, it's a relief he wasn't kidnapped, but man, leaving the kid at the house, that might have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all watch Home Alone and think kids can handle themselves and never adults aren't around, but this ain't a movie, dog.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Have y'all ever did that as parents?
Hell no.
Like the kids
like
at home?
Your first kid. Like, I always am scared that when I have my first kid, I might forget, like, okay, I have the kid and leave the kid somewhere.
I can see you leaving your kid on top of the car and driving off.
That's one of my fears, like the car seat. Like, just because, I don't know, you're moving so fast and it's new.
No.
I used to double check my niece, like, okay, she's here.
I think you going to know, especially you. You going to carry it for 9 months, push it out. You're not going to forget that.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
Double check, triple check.
That's definitely something only a man would do.
That's why I asked the men in the room. They said no.
Never done it.
I'm super sensitive. Like, even when my kids are sleeping, I'm the one that looks to see if their chest is moving, if they're actually breathing at night at times.
I do that same thing.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Same thing when I'm driving in the car. I make sure, like, I'm very, very extra when it comes to the kids.
That's good to know.
We are revolting children living in revolting times.
BET, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace, BET.
You don't know about that Matilda the Musical.
I don't.
You don't know nothing about that Matilda the Musical.
All right, well. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Well, let's jump into another song. Glasses Malone, God. He's a co-host here. Lauren LaRose is a co-host here.
My guy Glasses Malone, you know he got a podcast called the No Ceilings Podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network. But he's got a new album out called Cancel These Nuts.
It's right. Really good.
And what's the number? I think it's the second song or third song on the album. What's the name of it?
What's the name of the song, Glasses?
Kanye Should Have Never Married That Chick.
That's not what it says.
That's not what it says.
It's radio appropriate language.
No, you can say you can say that appropriate language. Go ahead.
Here's your list.
Come on. Oh, for sure you should. Yeah, you should have never married that bitch.
I think that's a very inappropriate title. Yeah. But the thing is, it has nothing to do with Kanye or his ex-wife Kim.
Correct.
It has to do with what, Glasses?
Turning a whore. Oh, it's on my list.
You can say that.
Turning a hoe into a housewife. You cannot turn a hoe into a housewife.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. The question is, can you turn a hoe into a housewife?
Yes, you can. No, I know that's an age-old question.
Hoes don't get cold, but I think they get tired.
Yes, they evolve like everybody else.
Hoes don't get cold,
but it gets tired.
Eventually, you get tired of all. It's a lot to balance a lot of people, y'all.
And everybody got a pass. I don't know why y'all keep acting like everybody don't got a pass.
But everybody's pass is not filled with penises.
All right, let's discuss when we come back.
What?
800.
It's not.
800. All I saw was a field of penises just now. Penises growing like corn on the cob.
Exactly.
I saw a pickle jar. I don't know why I saw a pickle jar.
1051. Let's discuss as the
penises
Breakfast Club.
Penises everywhere.
Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.